AP update. I'm Ed Donahue. A man prosecutors called an early leader of Al-Qaeda was convicted in New York of conspiracy in the deadly 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in Africa. The AP's Warren Levinson reports the defendant was identified at the trial as a close confidant of Osama bin Laden.
A defense attorney said Khalid al-Fawaz had no hatred in his heart, but jurors reacted to evidence that placed the 52-year-old Saudi at the center of the conspiracy to bomb the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania. An early roster of al-Qaeda members introduced into evidence shows Osama bin Laden first and al-Fawaz ninth.
Al-Fawaz could face life in prison. He did not testify at this trial and had been scheduled to stand trial with a co-defendant, Abu Anas al-Libi. But he died last month after a long illness. With al-Fawaz's conviction, prosecutors say 10 defendants tied to the embassy bombings have been convicted or pleaded guilty. AP update, I'm Ed Donahue.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.